Check 1, 2. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whichever salutation pertains to you and your physical location here on the planet Earth. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And what dubious goal do I have today? I don't know, maybe to drink some tea? I have some iced tea here. It's pretty terrible. Well, I mean, it's good, but it's not good. Oh. Oh, hi. Who's this over here? Oh, who's this over here with the squinty eyes? Hi, Squinty. Okay, well, the cat heard me talking. And so somebody had to wake up. Somebody named Pippa. So now I gotta get the blanket ready. Oops, I'm doing it wrong. Look out, Pippa. Yeah, okay, come on. Get in there. Yeah, that's where the kitty goes, right there. Okay, hold on. Let me get the blankie. Yes, okay. I think we're ready. Get your fluffy kitty butt in here. Okay, so the cat is now sitting on the blankie in front of me as I pet her. Now she's licking the blanket. Yeah, you gonna lick the blankie because it tastes so yummy? Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm sitting here in front of my TV. Some Harold Lloyd movie is on. What's this all about? The kid brother. Harold Hickory, a feeble boy in an otherwise brawny family, is known for being clever. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so we got the Harold. It's apparently Harold Lloyd Day. It looks like there's been a few on, and looks like there's going to be a couple more. But that's neither here nor there. Because I won't be watching. And why? Because I have tea on my mind. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, don't you always have tea on your mind? And, well, yes, that is true to some extent. But I have tea anxiety today. How did I get this tea anxiety today? Well, if you listened to yesterday's show, you may remember that towards the end of the show, I decided to search for tea on YouTube. And while there was a lot of garbage, I did find a couple of things. And I ended up watching a couple of things. And I found something. I found a guy. Apparently his name is Don May. And I watched one of his videos, and the first video I watched, it was pretty good. It really wasn't for me, because my knowledge of tea is a little bit elevated from the level in this video. The video was basically kind of an introduction to tea sort of thing, right? And now, I'm not saying that I am any kind of tea expert, because I am not. I'm just a tea fan. Although I do know something about tea more than just the basics, but I am no expert. Okay, Pip, are you leaving? Okay, see you later. Go get some water. It's so yummy. But anyway, after I watched this video, this guy had lots of other videos. This guy is, Mr. Tea Expert Guy, Don May. And I watched a bunch of his videos, because it turns out he's got videos that span the spectrum. So if you're a noob, he's got good videos. If you're an expert, he's got good videos. And if you're like me, you're some kind of intermediate nut, then he's got some good videos for us too. And so I was watching this guy kind of a lot. I must have watched this guy for 3 hours. In total. Yeah, probably around there. Apparently this guy, Don May, has a tea shop in Camden Town, London, called May Leaf. And I tell you right now, if I lived in London, I would be going to this store, kids. May Leaf in Camden. I gotta let my cousin know. My cousin and his wife and kids recently moved to London. And I gotta tell him, you're gonna wanna go to this this tea shop. And these videos are pretty good. And in the videos, there's often this girl. Is it his wife? Is it his daughter? Her name is Celine, and nobody knows. She's kind of cute, and she's a big fan of tea, too. So, yeah. I watched all these videos, and this guy's talking about tea, and... Oh, it just made me want to get some good tea. But, Tobe, you're always drinking good tea. You always talk about how yummy the tea is and how good it is. Well, I have mentioned this before on a number of occasions, but the truth of the matter is I actually drink junk tea. Just really low-quality, crappy tea. And there's a couple of reasons for this. One, I am poor, and I live in the middle of America. It's hard to get good tea here, although I do know some secret tricks. I do know some places where you can get some fairly decent tea. And besides, this is the 21st century. We could always just order tea off the internet if you can find somebody who isn't, you know, going to scam you. Yeah, we got super high quality tea, and then they send you junk. And the other thing is, sometimes I just like low-quality stuff. I'm a crude person. I'm a crude monkey of a person. And you might be thinking, well, that's just ridiculous. But no, you might have this too. There's a couple of examples I can make here. And that is this. You know, I do like quality things. Like when it comes to, say, a hamburger or a pizza, I want the best hamburger I can get. And that's not too tough to do here in Omaha, Nebraska. I mean, we grow the cows here. We even grow the stuff that the cows eat here. We grow the corn, we feed it to the cows, we eat the cows. It's just that simple. And that's why you can get, you know, like, prime hamburger in Nebraska. That sounds ridiculous, but it's true. So, I like the best hamburger money can buy, but every once in a while, I still go to McDonald's. And I will get a hamburger from McDonald's. And those are crappy hamburgers, but we still like them. Right? Same with pizza for me. I'm a real pizza nut. I will not compromise. You know, I refuse to go to the terrible, terrible chain stores like Domino's or Little Caesars or Pizza Hut. This is terrible pizza. And I remember watching some other video. It was Diane Jennings saying that she loved... Was it Diane Jennings? She said she loved Domino's pizza. Are you out of your damn mind? That's because they don't have pizza in Ireland, duh. Oh, what's this I hear? Oh, my kitty is making crazy noises, but she's not facing the right direction, so no kitty noises today. So when it comes to pizza, I'm a real nut for pizza. I gotta go to Frank's. I have to go to pizza places where they make their own dough, where they make their own sauce, and where they make their own cheese. Okay. However, every once in a while, I want to get a frozen pizza from the grocery store. One of those $3 pizzas. Oh my God, they're crap. But we gotta eat them every once in a while anyway, because they do kind of taste good. It doesn't mean we want to eat them all the time. And it doesn't mean we think that they're great. Nobody thinks that a McDonald's hamburger is the best hamburger in the world. You know, except for like a 3-year-old child. But that's because never given that kid a Black Angus burger before. And so, I especially succumb to this. I'm not a rich man. And so when it comes to my drinking tea, can't really afford the good stuff, or, you know, the great stuff. I could still get some pretty good tea. And then there's one more aspect to this. The making of the tea. Really good tea requires very good preparation. And, oh, in Chinese we refer to this as gong fu. And I have excellent gong fu technique. My gong fu is pretty good. My technique will not be defeated. Your gong fu is no good. And this takes time. If you're brewing good tea, you know, this takes time. And I drink a lot of tea. And you know my giant teacup. It's more than 1,200 milliliters. It's more than a liter. It's more than a quart if you're American. It's about 40 ounces if you're an American. Now, when you make good tea, you do not make it in this large of a quantity. For various reasons that we won't go into right now. When you make quality tea, you only make about 200 milliliters at a time. And this kind of takes a while to do. This is a process. And you got to get the water to the right temperature. And if water's too hot, you got to let it cool down. And you got to use good water. Luckily, here in Omaha, we have pretty good tap water. I mean, really good tap water. It's for tea. It's got a good mineral content without being too heavy and blah, blah, blah. But still, if you want to do it right, you got to go get good water. And I do know where to get good water. But that's a separate trip to the store. Then you got to boil it to the right temperature. And if it's too hot, then you got to let it cool. Then you got to sit there and watch a thermometer. You got to weigh out specific amounts of tea. So you got to have a special tea scale. You got to have a lot of stuff to do tea right. And so just out of laziness and wanting to make, you know, six to seven times the amount of tea at any given time. I don't want to be making tea 8 times a day. In the winter, I'm already making tea 4 or 5 times a day. In the winter, I'd be making tea 10, 12, maybe even 14 to 15 times a day. And do I have time for that? I don't know. I might. But do I want to do that? No, not necessarily. So there's a whole tea problem for me. But there are times when I want to overcome my laziness or whatever, and I do want to have some really good tea. And so I've been thinking about that a lot lately, thanks to Don May of May Leaf. This guy makes the videos I want to see. Yeah, he's got some dorky videos where he's just tasting tea with his wife / girlfriend and or daughter. Who is this other person? We don't know. Her name is Celine. She's kind of cute. She works in the tea shop. Must be his wife. And they do sit around and taste tea, which is interesting, but I don't want to watch it because it just makes me mad that I can't be there and drink the tea with them. Also, this guy's kind of a dork. And he does... I'm not going to mention what it is he does that I don't like. But he does one weird thing that I kind of don't like, but it doesn't really affect my interest in tea any, or what he does. But generally, I like this guy, Don May, because we agree on a couple of important things, and so I basically trust him. I trust his word. I get it. I'm hip. And so I've been watching this guy, and the videos that he makes that I like the most are, of course, the ones you would expect me to like, which are the ones where he's wandering around somewhere in China. Here I am, on the side of a mountain somewhere in China, and look at these tea plants. These tea plants are over 200 years old. That's for me. And then he watches the people picking the tea, and he talks to them, and then he goes to the warehouse, and here's all this tea spread out all over tarps, drying out. And then here's some tea being put on some giant steam tables that are, you know, 40 meters long. Well, not quite that long. 20 meters long, maybe. And now here's the skilled workers, and it's just all these Chinese senior citizens hand rolling tea. It's like, wow, nice job. This is when I wish I lived in China. It's like, oh, you need a job? Sit here and roll tea. Okay. Do we get to drink tea while we do it? Of course, we're making tea. This is the best tea on the planet. Yeah, so there's these guys rolling tea, and then there's these giant bags of tea, and it's like, oh my god. And this guy goes to the best places, to the best tea, and it's crazy. And it's like, dude, nice job. Nice lifestyle. That is the job I want. This is what Dubious Goals Committee. Well, let's face it, this is Dubious Tea Committee, because I drink some dubious tea. Maybe that's what Dubious Goals Committee should transform into. A new show called Barbarian Tea Hunter. Good morning. Welcome to Barbarian Tea Hunter. My name is Tobe. I am the Barbarian Tea Hunter. Today, we're in Fujian Province in China, and I'm standing in the middle of a tea field on the side of a mountain. We're at 500 meters. Oh, I want to drink some tea. And this guy is crazy. And he sits there with his wife or whoever, Celine. And there's this one video where he's just sitting in front of... He's sitting on at a table, and he's got puer cakes stacked up. Puer is a type of tea. And it... When it's, after it's processed, it gets steamed a little bit and then compressed into these round cakes. Maybe you have seen this if you've ever been to, like, a really good, like, Chinese grocery store. I've only purchased puer once in my life. I bought a 200-gram cake, and oh, it was crazy. That was a long time ago. That was many decades ago. Where did I find that puer cake? I bet I found it at Aki's. I'm pretty sure I got it at Aki's. But Aki's is no longer in existence. When I say Aki's, I mean Aki, Oriental Food and Gifts, which was this great Japanese grocery store that was here in Omaha for decades until Aki-san died. We no longer have that store. So I have to go to a new Japanese grocery store. I've never seen puer there. I don't know where to get good Chinese stuff. I don't know where the good Chinese grocery store is. I know where there's a good Indo-Chinese grocery store, Mekong Market. Maybe we should go down there. They might have some tea. And then there's this weird guy who's over here in my neighborhood. He's over there on 84th and Blondo. He's got a store. He gets some decent tea. Maybe we should go over there. The problem is, do I have any money? Isn't this always the problem? How much money could I spend on tea? Well, I don't know. I could spend about $20, I guess. That would be about the limit. And that would mean I only could buy a half a tank of gas for this half of the month. But, man, well, maybe I will do this. But that's the other thing, is I don't have any gas. I'm down to an eighth of a tank of gas. And I have $22 in my wallet. And I was going to spend that $20 on gasoline. So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll buy some gasoline and then go out tea hunting. Huh. I could do that. But I was watching this video, and this guy's got, how many did he have? He had, there was maybe a dozen or 16 poor cakes stacked up around there, around this guy. And this was all some of the best stuff. And I'm not kidding. This guy had $1,000, maybe $1,500 in medium grade poor just sitting around on his table. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And I wish I was this guy. Now I have a reason to go to London, so I could just go to this guy's tea shop. Oh, but I don't want to go to London. I want to go to China. And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to watch a few more of this guy's videos. If you have any interest in tea whatsoever, or if you are just curious because all you ever hear is me talking about tea, then you want to check out this YouTube channel. It's called May Leaf. And this is Mei as in the Chinese spelling, M-E-I, and Leaf as in tea leaf, L-E-A-F, Mei Leaf. And that's the YouTube channel. And I highly recommend this. This guy's videos, they're usually between 15 minutes and a half an hour long. Well, the average video is about a half an hour long. There's some longer ones, there's some shorter ones, but you could learn just about anything you want about tea from this guy and his channel. He talks about all kinds of tea stuff, from beginning noob stuff to like what different kinds of tea are, to tea recommendations, teas for newbies to try. That was one of the videos I saw. It was like the top three teas for newbies or something like that. And there's like, he's got master classes and how to do gung fu technique. And he's got tasting videos. Here, we're going to taste this tea. And then he's got my favorite videos. Here I am, wandering around in China, looking for yummy tea. Yes, it's good stuff. I'm going to be watching more of that today. Or maybe I shouldn't. You know, because now I'm just making myself mad that I can't get good tea. Now, you've heard me say that I only drink junk tea, and that's not entirely true. I actually do have some good stuff. And I do have some proper tea accoutrement for gong fu. My technique will not be defeated. I do have a Yixing teapot for oolong. And yes, you have to have a special kind of teapot for oolong if you're a tea, you know, head. There's a special kind of clay from a special place in China. And this clay is made into special teapots specifically for oolong tea. And I do love oolong. Black Dragon! Black Dragon tea. Oolong. That's what oolong means. And I'm kind of getting that craving. The craving for oolong. Yeah. So maybe I might have to go out and buy some. Maybe I'll have to go out and look for some tea. I kind of want to, but that means I gotta spend some money. Then I gotta get out my special teapot. And I gotta get out my thermometer so I can measure the right temperature of water. And I'll have to go out and buy some water. Although my tap water is pretty good for oolong, I gotta say. But one thing that this guy, Don May, has been talking about, or not, he mentioned it once, he's not talking about it, but in every video you see this, and this is one thing I do not have. I do not have a tea pet. I feel kind of bad now. You might be asking yourself, what is a tea pet? Or perhaps you're asking me, Tobe, what is a tea pet? A tea pet it's kind of a nutty thing. A tea pet is a little ceramic figure. Most often these are animals. These are the animals of the Chinese zodiac. You know, so ox, rooster, monkey, dragon, snake, lion, tiger, rat, and whichever ones I have forgotten. And this is a little figurine that rests on your tea tray, on your gong fu tea tray. And basically, what you do is you pour water on them, and you pour tea on them. And that's what they're for. And they change color. You said they're sort of a dull color, and then you pour hot water on them, and if the water's the right temperature, they turn color. And then you dump the tea on them, you dump the rinse on them, you dump... Well, it's hard to explain without going through the technique, but basically, in Gong Fu, you have all your stuff on your tray, and then you pour the tea into the teapot, you pour the water onto the teapot. I skipped a step. First you pour water into the teapot and all over the teapot. Then you empty out the water, you put the tea in and you smell it. And you let it sit there for a minute, then you pour hot water into the teapot onto the tea. Then you immediately pour that off. That's the rinse. You don't drink that. You pour that on your tea pet into the tea tray. Yes, you pour it into the tea tray. It's a special tray. Then you pour water back over the teapot. Then you pour water into the teapot. Then you wait 30 seconds and you pour the tea out and you pour that into cups. And ideally, you're supposed to give that first pour to your wife and you take the second pour for yourself. Because it's the better pour when it comes to oolong. Yeah, this is very complex. This... You wonder why it takes so long to make tea. There's steps involved here. But needless to say, you end up pouring a lot of stuff out. Water and the rinse. And you pour it over the tea pet. And that makes the tea pet happy. So I need to get a tea pet. I don't have one. I should probably get a monkey. Because I am a monkey. Or I would want to get a kitty. Because I like kitties. Or a mutti. But I don't think they make marmot tea pets. I don't even know where to buy any. I need to find the good Chinese products store here in town. And I'd love to talk more about it, but we have run out of time. That's right. You have been listening to the Dubious Tea Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm thinking about making some tea, so I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.